Wanda. Miss Wanda won't be here tonight. They're going to an ordination in Florida, and Miss Judy Jackson will be here. Well, we got two men coming, young men coming this morning. Both of them have confessed Christ and been baptized right here in this church. Ethan Keaton Smith will be our first speaker, and then we're going to pause it after he speaks, and we'll have two tracks on the CD. And then Ethan Lane will come and speak. So you give them your attention, and I know they're nervous, but I've got a little something up here you can hit your knees on, okay, that's going to help you. So Ethan, you come on up, and y'all sit up here, and Keaton, you go first, and we're proud of these young men. The church is proud of these men, amen? And I know the families are proud of them, and I know their teachers are proud of them, and we're just proud of y'all. So y'all come, and don't worry about it. Just give it your best, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Have you ever been discouraged? I have. Discouragement is a loss of confidence or enthusiasm. This is usually an effect of hard times, adversity. But there is a way out, and that's Jesus Christ. I'd like you to take your Bibles and turn to James 1, 2 through 5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect works, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. It's a great feeling to know that God's there, even through our toughest trials. All you have to do is call upon him. We have a friend in him. He'll get you through the toughest of trials. And it says in the verses, you have to ask for his guidance and for wisdom from him. That's what he's there for you to call upon him when you need him most. Now I'd like to ask you to turn your Bible to Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God is always by our side through thick and thin. He never leaves you. He never abandons his children. God tells us himself that he will uphold us with his righteous hand. And, I mean, what a great verse that is. You know. Now, I'd like to turn to another point. I'd like you to take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not your own understanding. In all the way acknowledge him, as he shall direct thy path. Don't trust in yourself when you're in troubling times, because usually that makes for a bad mixture. You want to ask for his guidance when you're in troubling times. And it's not a punishment when you get into trials. It's really there to see how much faith you're going to have in Him. Are you going to lean on Him, or are you going to go your own way? Because if you go your own way, I promise it's not going to work out good for you. Are you going to trust God's plan for you? Are you going to say, okay, God, let your will be done, not mine? You know, I've asked myself that question a lot. You have to look at yourself and say, okay, what's more important, me or God? And that's just a question you have to look at yourself and ask. And if the answer is you, something wrong. I'd like you to turn your Bibles now to Psalms 9, 9 through 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hath not forsaken them that seek thee. Refuge is a condition of being safe from danger and trouble. God will keep us safe in troubling times, no matter how hard they may be. You may feel abandoned at times. You may ask, God, why is this happening to me? But it goes back to that faith thing. It's only going to make you stronger as a Christian. It's there so when you get older, you can look at younger people and say, it's not really all that bad. All you got to do is look up and say, God, I need you. And He's there. And my last point, God wants His children to call upon Him. He doesn't want you to do it alone. It's not meant for you to do it alone. Makes me think about 9/11. 15 years ago, almost 3,000 people died. 6,000 were injured. How do you get through something like that? Well, if you know God, you know how to. If you don't, it's pretty hard. But now I'd like to take you and go to Psalms 34, 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivered them out of their troubles. Then I'd like you to flip a few pages over to Psalms 50, 15. And call upon me in the days of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. God is here for His children. He wants us to call upon His name and ask for His guidance. God's will is like railroad tracks. If we follow them through the tunnel, then eventually there will be a way out. God is our pilot. We need to let Him take over all controls. He needs to be your number one in your life. And in closing, I would like you to go to Psalms 138, 7 through 8 with me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the word of thine own hand. God's always there for you. All you have to do is call upon his name. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. I'd like to ask that we as Christians always remember, you never abandon us. You're always there for us. Let your will be done in our life, not ours. All we have to do is ask for your guidance. I ask that as we leave here today, we can go out as Christians and talk to people and tell them about you and say, hey, this is what God's doing in my life right now. You know, why don't you come to church and see what it's about? And I ask that they listen and they come to church and really find out what it is like to love Christ and have a friend that's always there for them. In your name I pray. Amen.